Hello all. I'm still incredibly behind on audiobook, but I've just listened to Max Boo about data and iPhones and mobile data abroad, basically. As he's discovered, the mobile data plan you have in the UK doesn't actually work abroad. So I've got an unlimited data plan on my iPhone here. When I go abroad, it counts for nought. I have no data whatsoever unless I pay for it at, as Mac has also found out, exorbitant prices. I don't use data abroad. I turn off data roaming. I don't use data at all. The only data I use is via Wi-Fi. Fortunately, you're going to America. And America is far more clued up with free Wi-Fi than Europe appears to be, at least so far. You stand a good chance of getting access to free Wi-Fi in a number of places. Starbucks, McDonald's, they're the places I used to go to in Chicago. The hotel probably will charge you, and it'll probably be pretty poor data throughput. But you can also use the hotel's Wi-Fi, obviously, but they say they will probably charge you for that. Hence, why I used to go out to other places. Generally, coffee shops are generally good places to go to for free Wi-Fi. Starbucks is obviously the most famous one, but I suspect that pretty much any chain of coffee shops in the US will do free Wi-Fi. Also, bars do. From what I can tell, the two or three bars I went to in Chicago all had free Wi-Fi. So you just have to sort of plan ahead a little bit and plan and actually go to places periodically just to get access to Wi-Fi. In terms of your data, a couple of points I wanted to bring up. If you go delete an app off the iPhone or the iPad, yes, you can re-download it, but any data in that app, any saved information is deleted. That may or may not be recoverable for you, so you should be aware of that. And if you're going to delete a less frequently used app, be sure that you don't need any data that is also stored within that application, because when you delete it, all that data is gone as well. I would seriously consider uploading stuff to Dropbox. So if you're recording it on your phone, upload it to Dropbox and delete it off the phone. If you can, that would work quite well. Transferring stuff between the two, Apple doesn't appear to have a very good solution to that, in my view. You can go use a camera connection kit to go from one to the other for photos. So in theory, you could take photos on your phone, use a camera connection kit and a iPhone dock to USB cable, and extract photos from the iPhone and put them on the iPad, and presumably vice versa. Not tried that, not taken photos with my iPad. But other than that, I'm not aware of any general data transfer functionality built in within iOS that doesn't use Wi-Fi, which will make life a little bit more complicated for you. Though I suppose what you could also do is you could create a personal hotspot. No, because that won't help you, because you still need the Wi-Fi. No, I don't know. I don't think you can easily transfer data between two iOS devices without Wi-Fi available or data on, cellular data. So anyway, there's my couple of thoughts on the matter. And I really hope you have a good time.